This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jeremy Fowler from ESPN, he said one of the things that stuck in TJ Watt's craw is that other guys are getting money right now from the Steelers. DK Metcalf, now Jalen Ramsey gets traded for, and hey, just to make sure you're a happy camper, we're going to throw you an extra $1 million to put a smile on your face. Jonnu Smith, you didn't like your contract situation in Miami. Here's $12 million for 2026. Aditi Kinkabwala came in studio for the first time in 3 years to talk about all this. There's such a big trade and there's so much going on. It's true.
I don't think it's been 3 years, has it?
That actually might be accurate. You know, I'd love to dispel what he's saying, but I think that's about the right timeline. I think.
You know what? I was here.
And vowed to never come back because it was such a hassle to get to the studio from where you
and
live.
And the pizza. I mean, has the pizza been here since Starkey's been on air?
Yes.
Like, how long has it been sitting
but
out?
But it usually gets, like,
is
it absolutely
hygienic
gets
to have it out
and
there?
Intern
it gets
Jack
vaporized in the first, like, 40 minutes. And
but
then
there's still pizza sitting there. Like, well, should food be sitting outside?
Well, intern Jack, who's here.
That's an interesting talk for a different
there were
time.
Hoagies that were brought in at 11 a.m. And he ate one at 6. Seven
so
hours.
Not been refrigerated.
Cold cuts.
All right, I'm gonna air out Alex on
is
this
he
one.
Sick today?
No,
he's right
fine.
There.
He looks like a young Alfred Molina.
Hey, Jack, your stomach okay?
He's a pit
he's
man.
He's thumbs
he's
up.
He's eating worse there.
So this is my North Star on that food subject. My wife is a nurse, so I think medical professional deals with a lot every single day. Like she's working today, I'm sure, dealing with something that would just scare the crap out of me. She loves to leave stuff out at room temperature needed. And her answer is always, I don't get sick. The boys have nibbled at it. They don't get sick. But I'm like you. I'm like, wait, this just doesn't seem right.
But it all depends on the weather, what the food is, whether it can spoil
room temperature
or
in
not.
Here. It is room temperature, though. I mean, that's kept
that's
inside.
Dairy. There's a lot of cheese, and there could be meat on there. Like, to have meat sitting out there for 5 hours?
So have you gone to a party, though? Like, you're obviously a vegetarian where there's cold cuts that sit out on a cold cut tray for hours, and people still pick at that at the end of the party.
What about cheese? Like, when you see the cheese sweating, will you touch that cheese?
No, I don't want it at that point.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
I see the meat starting to sweat, I'm really like, this is probably a bad
okay,
idea.
Okay, but what about the 5 second rule?
I believe in it.
Okay, so you'll let your kids eat food that's touched the ground.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's honestly, you know what? This
my
has
God,
no
yes.
It's building an immune system.
Thank you. This has no actual scientific basis. There's not like immune particles on the ground here, but I tell myself, they're getting stronger like this.
Well,
this is
but
good.
Eating a little speck of dirt is different than eating spoiled meat or spoiled cheese.
I mean, you're building a
opinion.
Super immune system with the latter. Very strong.
If you're not getting violently ill.
Very strong.
Do you think that Jeremy's possibly right there, like that what is causing more frustration on Watt's part is why are these guys getting the money before me? Like I should be priority number one.
Isn't that common sense? Would you not be annoyed by that?
But I would
I mean, you've given your entire career to this club.
Right.
You have put up with all sorts of mishigas. I don't know what other word to use. The recalcitrant wide receivers, the misbehaving players, the lack of professionalism, the lack of a playoff win, the bringing it every week when not everybody else is bringing it every week, the boneheaded decision making. You've showed up.
Except in playoff games, but continue.
You've done your best. you've been present, you've worn the uniform, and you're not worth as much as these new guys?
But I would only feel
who've
that-
never spent a day in your locker room?
I would
room?
Only feel that way if I felt like they were taking money away from me. Like that was money that was earmarked for me, and they decided-
I don't think it's
DK
about that.
Metcalf
it's what is a priority
it.
To you? Are you a priority to this team? Do you matter to this team? If this team is pushing all of its chips to the middle of the table, then isn't one of the biggest chips making sure that your best player, your game changer, your pass rusher is happy?
Yes.
To a degree. Now, Steelers fans, don't get so angry at me. I'm not saying that you pay him something unreasonable or unfair, but there's a way to do business and not have people feeling bad. But
well, here's a thing I wanted to get into with him.
And especially when he came to you and said, I'm not going to make you rip this up in a year. Let's just get this done.
And well, you know that happened. That's the J.J. Watt has said
J.J.
that.
J.J. Watt has said that.
Yeah.
JJ's
so really,
not saying
is it
that.
More about Garrett then, or is it more about just he wants his last big guaranteed check? Because if he was willing to do it last year before the Garrett deal got done, presumably he would have gotten less than Myles Garrett, but he's got it locked
sure.
in. So really, that the whole idea that he wants to be paid more than Myles Garrett doesn't hold water if it's taken in concert with his brother saying, you know, you could have broken with your tradition, done this a year early, and you'd have a very happy edge rusher still.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not like AB where
I'm just
the guy
saying that's
got
like
the
an
money
inconsistent
the next
message
year, he still
coming
wanted
from
to
his
be
camp.
Paid
that's
higher
all.
Than him.
That's an inconsistent message from him.
I just, it's, and again, we were talking about this before, it boggles my mind a bit that there is such a large segment of Steelers fans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That just want to say goodbye to him. Or...
Well, you're talking to two, maybe three, if you count Donnie, who pretty much feel that way.
Seriously?
Yeah.
All three of
I
you would
traded,
rather...
I would have tried to trade him before at least the start of last
yes.
season, if not possibly
I would have traded him
that.
This offseason. I'm still very much interested in trading him if the right deal comes along.
Why do you not feel so strongly about who he is and what he's brought this team?
Because it hasn't yielded a single playoff win.
And you put that entirely on his shoulders?
I don't put
it on his. You don't think that mismanagement of the quarterback situation is a much bigger part of that?
And I would have fired Mike Tomlin or traded him to the Bears too, but I'm not in charge of these decisions. There's a lot of things I would have done differently. Those are chief among them.
I just had a coach text me the other day and ask me, so is this it? Is this basically it for Mike Tomlin?
No.
If this doesn't work,
I'm getting asked those questions too, and it's no, it's not even close to that.
Why do people ask you that question? That almost seems cruel to ask you because
Hugh
it
Douglas,
would bother you.
Hugh
to
Douglas
to
asked
even...
me that question 2 days ago. He said, do you think, from the ex-Eagle who's on in Philly, do you think if this blows up in Mike's face and they have a losing record, he's getting fired? And I'm like, no. No, he's got nine lives. He's not getting, do you agree with that?
I mean, I agree with you.
If they go 7-10 and it's his first losing season, just because it was with Aaron Rodgers, that's not getting him fired here.
That's not the way ownership is wired here. I've said for a long time, and I won't move off of it, that Mike Tomlin leaves when Mike Tomlin wants
to leave. To me makes it always, then I can't, just like, You know, you say you can't blame a player like for taking advantage of rules if they're allowed to break them. Tomlin's had that happen with guys. I cannot blame Mike Tomlin for maybe not feeling like he has to change how he coaches or do other things schematically different and change it up a little bit if there's no impetus and no imperative coming from the owner.
But I've been talking about this with you guys for years. I know. That this is where strong ownership would step in and say, let me help you. But you're saying that there's no impetus because there's not accountability. But for an unbelievably driven and competitive man, that should be enough. It should eat at him more than it does any fan that has won a playoff game.
But if you've experienced success as early as he did, winning a Super Bowl, then getting back to one.
Okay, but that was under a diametrically different situation.
Correct.
Where you had a veteran-laden locker room full of professionals.
I still think it's very hard. Okay, well, if we really want to get in the weeds here, I think the guy has always had an axe to grind in his own mind. Mike has. That the fact that Ben gets credit for the Super Bowl win, that LeBeau always got credit for the defense, and he always got blamed when it went wrong, even though the Tebow game, the single worst defensive performance I've ever seen against a guy who should not have been in the NFL throwing passes, is a Dick LeBeau game that gets put on Mike, and I think he's acutely aware of how that is all talked about. People tell him, and I think that pisses him off. And I kind of understand it on the defensive front where it was, hey, defense good, Dick LeBeau did it. Defense bad, Mike must have done it.
And you think that manifests with him trying to win his way now?
I've told you this on the air.
I know, but I wanted Didi to hear it.
Roethlisberger, he absolutely wanted to win his way, which is more defense, quarterback, game manager plus, if you can find one. We're going to do it my way so I can validate my way. Never mind the fact that the 08 team actually did kind of win it that way because Ben statistically did not have his greatest year. He made big plays when it mattered.
Sure.
But he was not like this statistically exceptional player.
That was an outstanding running team.
But they
it was not, for the record.
Was it not?
What they had
Did you not feel that they...
No, the 08 team couldn't run the ball.
They were the number one defense. Defense in the league, and Ben made big plays in the playoffs, but it was not his defense. It was LeBeau's, so that doesn't count for him in his, I think... like in the accounting of this, and I think he wanted to do it his way, and so far that has blown up in his face. And to your original point, why wouldn't that motivate you? Seeing your own failures would like force you to want to be better in and of yourself. I don't know. I don't have a good answer to that, because you would think, seeing what he's seen since, especially since Ben retired, but even since like 2018 onward, that season blew up at the end with the Saints game, you'd think he'd be like, I've got to do it differently. He hasn't. He's tried to do it his way, and it hasn't worked, and I don't know why he can't see that. There, that is my TED talk.
This is essentially what I've been saying for several years, that at some point, I mean, it's every cliche in the book. It's the definition of insanity to keep doing things.
But he probably doesn't feel that way with this team because they've turned it over so much. Maybe he feels like he is doing it differently now.
I have Aaron Rodgers now.
No, we'll see. We'll see come the fall.
One more on Watt, and then we're going to get into Minka and the Ramsey trade next segment. Who do you think is the team that is Mike most likely to call up the Steelers and say, I wonder if we actually could pry TJ Watt out of there? Maybe we get rejected. Maybe we get a no. But hey, it doesn't hurt to... The worst they can say is, we're not doing it. Who's the team that you think would actually pick up the phone or send a text to Omar, Mike, and say, hey... You know, you probably aren't going to trade him, but if you were thinking about it, we want to talk to you about him.
I would actually have to say that I would think... I could think of several general managers that are like, why not?
Give me some teams who you think would do
that. Could you see Les Snead calling?
I could see Brad Holmes calling.
Malzie, I don't know if our whole audience knows who Brad Holmes is. Okay.
We've got a bunch of football savvy fans. They tell me it in the chat every day that they know more than me. So they should know who Brad Holmes is.
Isn't that funny? Rocket scientists never get told by the average person that they know more rocket science than
Eagles?
How
about Howie Roseman just says, hey.
I wouldn't pick up the phone if he called, though, would you? Because I'd be like, Howie Roseman's the best guy doing this right now. I don't want to trade with him. He's going to somehow get the better of the deal. It's like Tampa Bay Rays syndrome in baseball.
There are actually quite a few general managers, if I think about it. I agree with Jeremy. Nobody that I have spoken to legitimately thinks that he's actually available for trade. But I think that that's part of doing your due diligence is, hey, is he actually available? Because what happens if he suddenly is and you never made that call?
Kind of happened with Kenny.
So I don't think
Kenny
it's so
needed
crazy.
To push the issue and push the envelope, and before you know it, he was in Philadelphia. So I'm just...
He had opportunities to go elsewhere, and I've said this to you before. I've spoken to multiple front office people and a head coach, all of whom thought
well, he didn't
he
have the opportunity.
Somewhere.
The team made the decision. He was not a free agent.
Somewhere where right. he could have competed. To start.
Well, now he's getting that chance, Aditi.
Now he's got that opportunity.
And he's got to beat out Mario Andretti, Shador Sanders, for that job.
Whose own brother mocked him for that.
I
Did
saw
you see that?
That?
Was that not brilliant?
All right, so you have been on the sidelines for Dolphins games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.